The transient nature of Revelstoke has seen many from across Canada and beyond come to the town, encapsulated by mountains and charming people. While it has long drawn ski bums looking for fresh powder and trekking in Revelstoke's infamous backcountry, the town is increasingly attracting folks who are looking to build a home here and give back. For Jada Johnson, moving to Revelstoke has been an opportunity to grow professionally and give back. Whereas for Antonia Atoya, it has been a place to seek refuge and grow as an artist. New in town and looking to continue her philanthropic pursuits, Dr. Jada Johnson fused her passion for yoga and animals to give back to the community she now calls home. A trained psychiatrist, Johnson received a grant to begin a yoga program for inpatients at Rocky View General Hospital for those staying at the hospital for severe mental health treatment. Initially, Johnson thought that she would just teach yoga at the hospital, but after falling in love with teaching, she wanted to do more of it. Her patients responded so well to her teaching, they began meditating in their free time. "I think it does so much for the body and for the mind," said Johnson. Since moving to Revelstoke in October 2023, Johnson has been offering weekly classes at Baloo Yoga Studio, as well as karma classes, with a reduced fee. All her yoga earnings go to the Revelstoke Humane Society. "I have so much gratitude that we have those charities here, and I feel like it's the least I can do as run some yoga classes and raise money for them," said Johnson. Johnson also used her yoga talents to help with Revelstoke's Special Olympics training in February 2024. While Johnson was already engrossed in charitable work, prior to moving to Revelstoke, she has felt something different and special in Revelstoke's air when it comes to giving back. "There's just something about this small town and being able to see the impact," said Johnson. As a mental health expert, Johnson also noted how this impact affects oneself. "What makes you happier than making someone happy?" asked Johnson. Johnson hopes to continue to expand her yoga teaching services to private lessons and corporate events. She has a particular interest in alignment in her teaching practice. Jada Johnson poses with her dog, Jada Johnson. For Antonia Atoyo, coming to Revelstoke was a fresh start. She wanted to raise her teenage son in a safer environment than her native, Colombia. This led the artist, her wife and son to make the move in 2023. Knowing that she wanted to establish herself as an artist, Atoyo began reaching out to the art community in Revelstoke, such as the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. She was able to begin planning a mural workshop before arriving. "I know these little things are going to evolve into something else and grow," said Atoyo. Starting over also meant starting over in a new profession. Atoyo is grateful for her job at local restaurant, Terra Firma, where she's been able to paint on the wall and build community connections with patrons. When it comes to growth and building connections in a new home, Atoyo's recent exhibit at Revelstoke Visual Arts Center has drawn on this theme. The exhibit draws on the power dynamics of seeing and being seen, emphasizing the transformative potential of visibility in fostering empathy, understanding, and a shared sense of connection. Antonia Atoyo poses next to her mural. Antonia Atoyo: "I think for everyone being seen is really important, and it's not just being noticed, it's really being seen," said Atoyo. Much of her work features individuals she found on social media, and that was intentional, as she said that social media can sometimes be a barrier as you're not always seeing people face to face. The intention of her work is to break through these barriers and try to recognize her subjects as individuals. Besides the theme of recognition, Atoyo's work also reflected her experience of moving to Revelstoke. "It was a little bit reflecting on the loneliness you feel when you move to a different country. You see a lot of faces, see people around, but everyone is a stranger. And in that recognition, comes growth." Her theme of growth shows up with flora undertones. Vegetation springs from her work, and for the grand finale, she painted a self-portrait mural which grew throughout the month-long exhibition as she added to it. The mural transformed throughout the month and in the end, featuring fungi, coiling around her portrait. In the future, Atoyo hopes to bring a mural festival to Revelstoke. "There's so many bare walls and it would be good for tourism," said Atoyo. To check out more of Atoyo's work, you can find her on Instagram. Read more. Oscar Land's master plan approved by Revelstoke City Council.